Title read, Junglist Drop Shape Course for Rewindworthy Drops in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Advanced. Alright, let's get into drop shape. Not how to make a drop loud, not at a riser and pray. Drop shape is arrangement, tension, and impact working together, so the first second of the drop is so identifiable you could rewind it off a single bar. We're staying in an old school jungle mindset, but using Ableton Live 12 like a weapon, slicing, resampling, committing to audio and building a 16-bar pre-drop into a 32-bar drop you can reuse as a template. Before we touch anything creative, we set the conditions for a clean hit. Set your tempo between 168 and 174. I'm going to live at 172 because it rolls without feeling rushed. Warp defaults for drum loops. Use beats warp, preserve transients, and keep the envelope at 100. For vocals or atmos, don't automatically jump to complex pro unless you need it. It can smear the vibe. Keep it simple, keep it sharp, and headroom. While building, keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. Put a limiter on the master only as a seatbelt, not a lifestyle. Ceiling minus 0.3, look ahead 1 millisecond. If you're already crushing in the writing stage, you've got nowhere to go later. Now we build the heart of jungle. The break is an instrument. Grab a clean break. Amen, think, funky drummer, whatever fits your intention. Drop it onto an audio track. Then right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Slicing by transient. Create a drum rack. Here's the advanced move. Treat that rack like a playable kit, not a chopped loop. Go through and find your main kick, main snare, maybe a second snare, ghost notes, hats, rides. Rename the pads. Seriously. Kick, snare 1, snare 2, ghost, hat. When you're deep in edits, naming is speed, and speed is creativity. Now tighten the critical slices. Open the important pads in Simpler. Put them in one-shot mode. Turn snap on. Add a tiny fade in, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond, just to kill clicks without dulling the transient. On the drum rack as a whole, drop drum bus. Drive somewhere in that 5 to 15% zone. Crunch low, boom low or off unless you really need it. Jungle breaks can get fake real fast if you overdo the boom. Then bump transients, plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how snappy the source is. For glue, keep it classic and clean. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to cut the nonsense. If it's boxy, gently dip 250 to 450. If it's dull, a tiny shelf at 8 to 12k, 1 or 2 dB. Then a glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You want it to feel like one unit, not flatten. Now, the first big concept of this course, define your rewind trigger early. One bar, one idea. In 1 second, what makes your drop identifiable? Is it a vocal chop? A stab rhythm, a specific bass rhythm, a signature break edit, pick it now. Everything else supports that. Next, we program the drop groove, 8 bars that can repeat for 32, with micro variation. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip for your drum rack. Start with the backbone. Keep the main snare hits on 2 and 4. Keep your foundation kicks supportive and syncopated. If it's turning into 4 on the floor, you've drifted out of the lane. Now add ghosts. This is where it becomes jungle instead of break loop playing. Little snare ghosts, little hat fragments, tiny kick pickups, variation plan. Every 2 bars, something changes, but the identity stays stable. Bar 2, add an extra ghost. Bar 4, make a snare flam, 2 snare slices slightly offset, so it smacks like a double hit. Bar 6, switch your hat texture. Bar 8, do a fill, not a mess, a fill with intention. A short roll, a scramble, or even a fill via omission, like removing the kick for half a bar so the weight changes without snare spam. Now the timing feel. Add swing, but don't drown it. Groove pool, MPC 16 swing around 57 to 62. Subtle. Jungle needs push-pull, not drunken. And here's a coach trick. Separate grid from human. Keep one layer tightly on grid, usually your backbone kick and snare. Then apply groove to secondary elements only. Ghosts, hats, little pickups. In Ableton terms, duplicate your break rack. One is the anchor rack, minimal groove, locked. The other is the shuffle rack, groove applied. This keeps the drop powerful and readable while still feeling alive. Okay, bass. Old school foundation is usually simple, a stable sub and a gritty mid that moves. Track A, sub. Use operator, OSCA set to sign. Fast attack. Decide if you want bounce. A little decay can make it speak, or keep it sustained for that steady pressure. On the sub, add EQ 8 and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz so it stays pure. Track B. Reese or mid bass. Wave eatable or operator with two detune saws is enough. Add saturator with soft clip-on for thickness, not for volume. Then add auto filter, low pass somewhere between 200 and 800, and automate the cutoff rhythmically. Quarter notes or dotted eighth movements can create that rolling menace, while the sub stays consistent. Now the sampling mindset. Once the sub and Reese groove together, commit. Group them and resample to audio. Freeze and flatten, or a record into a new audio track. This is the classic DNB workflow. Audio lets you punch the arrangement with mutes and edits that feel immediate. Jungle loves committing. It's part of the sound. And while we're here, do a quick sub stability check. Put utility on the sub and set width to zero, pure mono. If your drop gets louder but not heavier, your sub is probably inconsistent. Now we design the pre-drop, 16 bars. Because a rewind drop is earned, think of it as 2 8-bar sections. Pre-drop A, bars 1 to 8. Tease the hook. Filter things. Add space. Make people lean in. Pre-drop B, bars 9 to 16. Intensify, remove safety, and set up that money moment right before the drop. Let's add pre-drop sampling elements. Get a vocal phrase, something like selecta, rewind, wicked. Chop it in simpler so you can trigger it rhythmically. Add a classic stab, rave stab or orchestral hit, and tune it to your key. Add atmos, vinyl noise, rain, and distant pad, a siren way back in the fog. Keep those atmos low, like minus 20 to minus 30 dB. You should miss them when they're muted, not notice them when they're playing. For the vocal chain, keep it practical. EQ8 high pass 120 to 200. Saturator with 2 to 6 dB drive. Echo set to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 20 to 40. Filter the echo so it's not dumping lows under 300 or harsh highs above 7 to 10k. Then a small to medium reverb, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 250 to 400. Now tension automation in bars 9 to 16. Slowly high pass the entire drum bus up to around 200 to 400 Hz across those bars. This is huge. You're literally removing weight so the return of weight feels like impact. Increase reverb sends on vocals and stabs toward the end. Add a snare roll that accelerates, start at 16ths, move to 30 seconds as you approach bar 16. Now the money moment. Right before the drop, create a micro silence. Cut everything for an eighth note to a quarter beat. The tiny gap is pure crowd psychology. Alternatively, do a tape stop style effect. Re-pitch down quickly, or resample and use pitch automation and warp tricks. But don't overthink it. Silence is undefeated. One more advanced arrangement trick. The one bar fake out. After all that tension, drop into the wrong bar for one bar. Maybe filter drums only, or halftime feel, or just hats and a vocal. Then slam into the real drop. The contrast makes the real impact feel twice as big. Now we hit the drop impact stack at bar 17. We want multiple transient events that feel like one punch. Build an impact group that can include a sub hit or sub drop if it fits, a crash or ride splash, a short tune stab hit, a tiny noise burst, and most importantly, the full band return of the break. That noise burst is a secret weapon for small speakers. Make it 10 to 30 milliseconds, fast decay, high pass at 4 to 6k. Layer it with the first snare of the drop. You'll feel the hit without raising the drum level. On the impact group chain, EQ8, high pass 25 to 35. If it's harsh, dip 3 to 5k gently. Drum bus with a bit of drive and transients around plus 10. Then a limiter just catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB max, ceiling minus 1. We're shaping, not smashing. Now we blueprint the 32-bar drop like a DJ-friendly narrative. Bars 17 to 24, the full statement. The hook is clear. The groove is stable. This is where the dance floor locks in. Bars 25 to 32. Variation or a darker turn. Add a second break layer, or switch the bass rhythm, or introduce a new stab answer. But keep the rewind trigger recognizable. And think in lanes, not volume. Lane 1 is break backbone. Lane 2 is break texture. Lane 3 is bass movement. Lane 4 is hooks like vocal and stab. In any 2-bar window, only 2 or 3 lanes should be demanding full attention. If everything is screaming, nothing is memorable. Now let's do the classic old-school wall of rhythm. Break layering, without wrecking the mix. Break A is your main character, often amen for that snare energy. Break B is texture, think or funky for hats and rye. Put break B on its own audio track. Warp it in beats mode, preserve transients. EQ8 high pass it around 150 to 250, so it doesn't fight your low end. If it's stepping on your snare presence, dip 1 to 2k slightly. Add utility and set width somewhere between 70 and 120%, but be careful. Too wide and it starts sounding modder fake and facey. Optional. Sidechain break B slightly to break A. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 10 ms. Release 50 to 120. Just 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. The texture tucks under the main break so the snare stays in front. As you build the wall, do masking checks. Solo break A with sub. Then break A with Reese. Then break A with stab. You're listening for two things. Can you always hear the snare clearly? And does the sub remain continuous? If either disappears, solve it with arrangement first. Mute something. Create space. Don't reach for EQ as a first instinct. Now, how do we make it truly rewind-worthy? Hook clarity and negative space. Your hook can be a vocal chop, a stab cadence, or a bass motif. Repeat it enough to imprint it. Every two bars is a sweet spot. And then answer it. Call and response is your best friend. Here's an example across 8 bars. Bars 1 to 2. Vocal select a plus a stab on beat 1. Bars 3 to 4, no vocal, bass answers with a different rhythm. Bars 5 to 6, vocal again but pitched up 3 or 5 semitones. Bars 7 to 8, break fill and a short stop. That's storyline, not just looping. And don't underestimate micro edits. Two classic jungle tells, hard mutes, like a 16th to an 8th, right after a fill, and a single slice of wrongness. Like one hat slice reversed, or one ghost slightly late. Tiny moves that read as hands on hardware energy. Now let's speed up your workflow with a live 12 habit, printing.